Charlotte missed out on winning a Major League Soccer franchise last year, but hopes remain that the city might still be on the league's list, especially since the Carolina Panthers owner David Tepper says he's interested. But what if a women's team became the first top-level professional club here? WFAE's David Borax has more.
That idea comes from Jim McPhillamy, owner of the Charlotte Independents. The men's professional soccer team plays in the second-level United Soccer League at a county-owned soccer complex in Matthews. They're planning a move in 2021 to a renovated Memorial Stadium near Uptown.
It's going to be a perfect size venue for a USL team. It could be a perfect size venue for an NWSL women's soccer team. It could be great for a rugby team. It could be great for a lot of things that don't draw 50,000 people to a game.
McPhillamy spoke on a segment of WFAE Charlotte Talks Wednesday that mostly focused on the city's chances of getting an MLS team. The NWSL, National Women's Soccer League, currently has 9 teams, including the defending champion Carolina Courage in Cary. League executives have said they'd like to expand at some point. McPhillamy said in an email later that he's been in high-level discussions with the NWSL about bringing a women's team here. There's nothing imminent, he says, but the league is very interested. He thinks a women's team would, quote, complement the men's team and a couple other initiatives that we're working on. As for Charlotte's chances of getting an MLS team, they're slim at the moment. The league has only one slot left in its current expansion, and a list of other cities are seen as frontrunners, including Sacramento and St. Louis. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.